Gracie Meets. I'm a musician, and one of the most important parts of being a musician to me is having your own instrument that is personalized for you. So I invited Mr. Stephen McSwain to be on the show. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I am originally from North Carolina. I moved to Los Angeles in 1998 to pursue music and guitar building. I had started building guitars in 1996 in North Carolina, actually 91, but officially as a company in 1996. And I always loved music, loved electric guitars, and always wanted to build them. So I just started building them, and I have been doing it for about 22 years. And after moving to Los Angeles and living there and getting more established as a guitar builder, I moved to Portland, Oregon, where I am now in 2014. So I, to break it all down, I am a high-end electric guitar builder that hand builds my own line of guitars called McSwain Guitars.
Tell me about the space that you use to do your work.
My space, I've got a couple different areas. I have for more of the heavy duty work, like band saws and routers and drill presses and power tools and things like that. I have an a space that is kind of like a garage with dust collection and all sorts of tools that I use for cutting the wood. Then there's a section which is more of my clean area, which I use for setting the guitars up for electronic work, that kind of thing. And I also have another separate little space, which is for painting. I have a paint booth, and I'll paint the guitars in there.
What kind of training or schooling or practice did you need to do to be able to achieve this?
I'm self-taught for the most part. I never went to school. There are actually, guitar building is officially called luthier or luthieri, and a guitar builder is called a luthier. There are schools, luthier schools. Roberto Venn in, I believe, Arizona is one where they teach this. I did not go to any schools. I basically played guitar, took them apart, and just kind of bought a couple books and learned how they work. And from there, it was just sort of trial and error. I got a couple power tools and started cutting them by hand, and then realized that you have to have a specific measurements on the guitar neck for the frets, which is pretty intense. So I wasn't skilled enough to do that, so I would buy the guitar necks and just attach them to the guitar bodies that I had made. So I taught myself how to do the guitar neck work, which is the frets and all of that, by looking at books, by watching videos. And now it's great because there's a lot of online information with YouTube and different websites that you can go to learn the process, which, and again, get some really good information, which I'm actually at some point going to start a little series on how to build a guitar from scratch, and I'll be videoing the process.
I personally would have never thought of turning a hobby like building guitars into a paying job. I've seen a lot of your work, and it's so beautiful. I know that you've built a bunch of guitars, and I know it's probably hard for me to ask you, but what is your favorite guitar that you've built?
That's a two-part question, two-part answer, I should say. My favorite guitar that I think is kind of a toss-up between, I used to do a lot of just one-off guitars, and they would be more art piece guitars than anything. Of course, they were functional electric guitars, but one which is on my website is a dragon. It is a Japanese style dragon that I had carved for a famous Japanese musician named Tak Matsumoto from the band B's. It's capital B apostrophe little Z. And they're huge in Japan. And he had bought this as a gift for his singer named Koshianabe. And it is a flying V shape, but it has a traditional style Japanese dragon that I carved into a piece of mahogany with eyes that are LEDs with rubies over the end of them. And when you pull the volume knob up, the eyes glow bright red, and the teeth are carved out of bone. it's just a pretty elaborate guitar. So that one of my favorites, and the tie with that one is a car guitar that I made. It's literally like a 19-inch miniature version of a 1958 Corvette, and the neck comes out of the trunk, and it literally will roll. It has little rubber tires and wheels, and it'll roll across the floor. So those are my two favorites. My favorite one that is one that I do, I've done many, many of these, is my American flag guitar, which has cast stars with either skulls or bullet shells or peace symbols or things like that. And it's a metal top, like a thin metal top that's glued down to the wood. So that's my favorite current one that I've built a lot of.
What do you think makes your job more unique than other jobs?
What makes my job unique is I do a lot of different styles of designs, which a lot of companies don't build, or a lot of other luthiers don't build. So the combination of like a thin metal sheet across the top of it with all different kinds of you know, unique features, like the cast stars that are cast out of either sterling silver or white bronze or brass or copper. The little knobs are made out of little gears that I've made and sculpted out of wax and had cast in metal. so it's a very, I feel like I've built a very versatile guitar, and you can get a lot of sounds and a lot of tones out of it. So combining that with the unique artwork on it is, I think, what makes it different from a lot of other guitar companies.
How would a high schooler like me become someone like you? Would I have to know someone to get this job?
No, you can actually do it yourself. And I started as a hobby. Just eventually developed into a full-time thing where I was making enough money to support myself and now support a family. And I have two boys. I have a 15-year-old son named Jude and a 13-year-old son named Gunner. And basically, for somebody who was wanting to start out as a kid, if you can get an apprenticeship with somebody who is a builder, by all means, that's the fastest way and the most efficient way to do it. But there, a good way to start, there are companies, there's one in particular, Stuart McDonald, which is a guitar builder supply shop that is online. And they have kits that you can buy, which has either electric or acoustic guitars, basses, ukuleles, that kind of thing. And you buy these kits and they're cheap. They're about $200, I think. And it comes with everything you need to assemble a guitar, basically. And you can paint it or you can stain it. And that gives you a really good point of entry for not much money. So I would say that. And then once that, If you were to tackle something like that, then you could move into starting to build your own guitar bodies. But there's a lot of instructional videos and books. But just search online. Just search guitar building online, and there's a million things that you could learn. So that would be a really good starting point.
Going from how to be a luthier, what tips would you give to someone to become more like you?
Yep, don't give up. It gets frustrating sometimes. And you feel like if you kind of screw something up, and you just got to keep working at it, and just practice and just have fun with it. Don't beat yourself up. You have to be persistent with it, though, because the only way you're really going to get successful and really become good at your craft is to do it over and over and over. It's kind of like with anything. It's like playing the guitar. Even. You just have to practice at it and work on it. But don't get frustrated. Ask advice. People can email me if they have any questions. Through my website or through my social media. I always try to encourage anybody who asks anything or any way I can, and give them as much advice and encouragement as possible.
Well, thank you so much. Your work is awesome, and it's so cool talking to you. I'm so thankful for your time.
I'm honored that you would want to talk to me.
In this age of do-it-yourself type work, it's as simple as just looking up a YouTube tutorial or doing a quick Google search to find instructions on how to make a guitar, to how to grow a garden, on how to search for paranormal spirits, to hosting a murder mystery party. There's something to be said about teaching yourself a form of art and breaking it down to the basics of it. Take Steven. He can look at a block of wood and some wires and see not just a guitar, but pure art. I would say it takes more than a normal person to do something like that. But then again, show me a normal teenager. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you like Gracie Meets, subscribe so you can listen every time a new episode is dropped. And follow Gracie Meets on Instagram at gracie.meets. Tune in next Saturday for a fast-paced interview with an auctioneer. If you would like to see some of Steven's work, go to mcswainguitars.com. That's mcswainguitars.com.